He arrived in the back of a Niagara County sheriff's vehicle, dressed in an orange jumper with a hood that partially obscured his thick mustache. William Shrubsall, now legally known as Ethan McLeod, entered a plea of not guilty to bail jumping and criminal contempt. Those charges stem from his flight to Canada just before his 1996 conviction in a Niagara County sexual assault case. Judge Richard Clark also completed paperwork to begin the sentence in that case, which was given to the defendant in absentia. Niagara County District Attorney Carolyn Witozik.
I think it's also important to know that back when he was convicted of sexual abuse in the first degree, it was an indeterminate sentence of 2 1/3 to 7 years in state prison.
That means McLeod, who will still be identified as Shrubsall for the 1990s absconding case, could be up for parole in 28 months. If convicted of bail jumping, he could face an additional 28 months in prison. But what concerns Witozik is the dangerous offender status given to McLeod by the Canadian penal system. She suggests one way to keep him away from society is to pursue Article 10 of the Mental Hygiene Law, which would enforce civil confinement.
And yes, their entire history would be brought up in a proceeding like that. We have reached out to the Attorney General's office to essentially put it on their radar, but by their process, they don't start to do that assessment until someone's, as we get closer to their release from prison.
The man then known as William Shrubsall first gained notoriety in 1988 when he fatally bludgeoned his mother on the eve of his high school graduation. He ultimately served 16 months behind bars as a youthful offender. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.